Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show, where the lead story, unfortunately, is no Aaron Rodgers. And Mike, plain and simple, how is the process of dealing with that distressing fact going?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, you have to focus on Aaron. Just anytime one of your players goes through an injury, you want to make sure you get all the opinions in and get everything set there. And that's, you know, that's the focus for Aaron. It's the to get the surgery, get it right, you know, to get the healing process and get make sure that everything that he needs is in place. You know, as far as the football team, you know, we've been dealing with injuries all year, and you have to turn the page immediately. You get in here on Monday morning, you correct it. You know, we had some tough meetings on Monday just because our quality of play was not to our standard at all. Then you got to file that away. That's the only way you have a chance to grow. So regardless of who plays and how you play, you have to take that Monday correction period and grow from that. So, you know, that's what we did. You go through the game plan process for Tuesday, and frankly, it's about beating the New Orleans Saints, and that's all we're really focused on.
One more question about Aaron. Just on a personal note, how is he handling this news?
Man. I mean, he's extremely disappointed. You know, he puts so much into this. I don't think people realize the amount of work that these professional athletes put into preparing for the season. And make no mistake, there's a lot of pressure on Aaron that he has to internalize. And you know, it's important for him to play, you know, extremely well each and every week, and but also represent the organization the way he does. So this is very personal for him, and it's tough, and that's why it's important for us as a support group to make sure that, you know, he's okay and he gets through this transition and gets himself healthy.
Back to football, Mike. How big of a change is it to tailor a game plan for the skills of a Brett Hundley?
Well, I don't look at it as difficult. It's really how it all fits together, because it's, you know, it isn't like Brett's, you know, coming into a situation where, you know, everybody's been playing each week together. So he just has to pick up for one player. So there's more moving parts. We have moving parts on our offensive line. So, you know, our perimeter players are still intact. So, you know, I feel good about what we're going to ask him to do, you know, as far as what's in line with our perimeter players. But, you know, the run game and the pass protection part of it, you know, that's going to be a challenge regardless of who's playing quarterback, because of, you know, we're not even sure how we're going to line up our offensive line yet.
Mike, I'm sure you don't remember this, but I do. During the off season, before Brett's second year with the Green Bay Packers, during the off season, you told me one time, you said, that young fella has it, like the mystical it, to be a big-time quarterback in this league. What'd you like about Brett Hundley?
Well, I think he has a natural feel for the game. I mean, there's certain things that take a lot of time to develop. You know, some players eventually have it at a high enough level to make it in this league. And I'm talking more about the instincts and awareness of really just playing the game from that position. So, you know, as far as, you know, getting the offense in and out of the clean looks in the run game, making plays that are available on the perimeter. And frankly, at the end of the day, quarterbacks are meant to move the football through the air. But Brett gives us the ability to play in the pocket, you know, passing game production and out of the pocket. And that's the way we prefer to play. That's the way I prefer to coach. And, you know, Aaron does it better than anybody. And you know, Brett's had a great role model, you know, from that aspect. And so I'm excited about him.
Mike, you know what I liked about Brett's play against Minnesota? Let's face it. It's no fun playing quarterback at the end of a game when you're trailing by quite a bit and the other side's got big-time pass rushers and you've got an injured offensive line. I mean, it's look out, you know. And I thought Brett hung really tough during the final stages of that game when they were really coming after him. I thought he really hung tough.
I mean, if you're looking for something to grab onto as a football person, particularly in playing the quarterback position, you look at the last two series. I mean, here's a guy that there's been, you know, had three interceptions, the number of sacks, free runners, hits because of mental errors and things. I mean, he had so much happen to him in the course of that game, and he's flying around playing with a ton of confidence, tremendous energy, and that's the way he finished the game. So there's a lot to grab onto there. So I'm not really worried about Brett and how he's going to play. I'm more focused on getting the game plan, getting it oiled up, and, you know, defeating this team. This team that's coming to Lambeau Field's playing really good football right now, and their defense, you know, presents a lot of challenges, you know, with their scheme and so forth, and their offense is playing lights out. So that's really where our focus is, and I do. I have great confidence that Brett will play well.
Mikey, is this one of those occasions as a player outside the quarterbacks, as just one of your players, one of the rank-and-file guys, that the best thing a guy can do for the team is his own job well and let the quarterback issues take care of themselves?
Definitely, because, I mean, everybody has to play better. It's important for everybody just to stay on track, keep doing what they do. Don't get outside of yourself. Play to one another. And that's why it's the greatest team sport.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, we'll go one-on-one with defensive tackle Kenny Clark. Don't go away.
Through the trash, but cannot, and he is buried on the play. Kenny Clark led the way.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Joining us now, Packers defensive tackle Kenny Clark. And Kenny, we'll get to the Viking game and your contributions to the Packers defensive effort in just a moment. But first, the all-encompassing news, injury to Aaron Rodgers. How do you go about your football business moving forward?
We got to just move on. Just, you know, stay strong. I mean, that's what Aaron wants us to do. So we got to just keep playing, keep fighting, and win some games.
Well, let's go back to your last game, the Viking game. A good one for Kenny Clark, a real good one, as a matter of fact. And there was one play, probably the most noticeable play, was when you forced the fumble. Mm-hmm. The Vikings are trying to run a short trap. And you are dealing with not one, but two blockers inside.
Yeah.
Everything in tight quarters. And despite you got one guy low, one guy high, you're fighting off. Somehow you find a way to get your hand in there and poke the ball out. How'd you do that?
Man, I just recognized the puller. And Clay was telling us that guy was going to pull. So, I mean, just understood the block and came across. And the running back cut back when I went across and I just happened to try to make the play and got my hand on the ball. So it was a big play for our defense.
Sure was a big play for your offense, too, because they went and converted that turnover into points. Now, the other play I want to talk to you about is the very first play of the game. And in that case, you're taking on the Viking center. And as you're moving down the line of scrimmage, you actually trip over the foot of the Viking guard. You go to your knees, but somehow, some way, you have the wherewithal to pop up and then take the ball carrier, throw him in reverse, and he's going backwards by the time the thing's over. How did that come about?
I actually don't know how I did, to be honest, but I was just playing hard and happened to just get back on my feet. And I've been doing those things since I was a kid. You know, I've been flexible and athletic like that, so I don't really know how I did it, but it just happened like that.
Now, Kenny, according to Pro Football Focus, you were the highest graded Green Bay Packer in the Viking game. And Pro Football Focus says Clark was unstoppable in the run game, recording 6 stops on 25 snaps as he and Mike Daniels dominated the interior of the Vikings offensive line. Now, how do you deal with, Kenny, playing real, real well in a losing cause? How do you balance that equation?
You just got to stay humble about it first, and then, really, you got to just keep that same energy and effort, across the field, you know, and put that on tape every game, because the more times you put that on tape and put your efforts and stuff like that, and showing that you care, you know, you want to win, it's going to bring that many more people along with you, you know. And I'm just trying to develop myself and being a leader on the team and showing these guys I'm here to play and I care about it. I'm just working to get better every day.
Got one more thing for you. Now, at UCLA, you played on a team where Brett Hundley was the guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, because of Aaron's injury, he's going to be the Packers guy. How will he do in that role?
He's going to do really well, man. They're going to game plan for him. They're going to give him a game plan. And, I expect him to go out there and execute it to the best of his ability. We saw glimpses of him in the preseason. He did a lot of good things in the preseason. And I played with him for 3 years, so I know the kind of guy he is. He brings a lot of energy to the team. He's excited. You know, when he comes out at practice, he's battling with us. And he always is going back-to-back with the DBs and stuff like that. So I think he's going to thrive. He's been here for 3 years now, so I think he's going to do a good job.
Kenny, thanks for being with us. Keep it going.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with more of the Mike McCarthy Show in just a moment.
Case Keenum gets the snap and looks. Drills the right side. Yeah, tipped in the air. Intercepted. Tipped by Martinez. Intercepted in the secondary. Demaryius Randle.
Very heads up play by Martinez. Randle with the finishing touch, but Martinez got it started.
Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Time for our weekly Chalk Talk with the head coach. And Mike, change of pace this week. We're talking defense.
Big play in the game. Obviously, first and 10, they just want a challenge here. Big play, big first down. So we come out. You can see they're in a 2x2 formation. They go to a pretty basic three-step drop. But we're playing the vision defense, just our 3-deep, 3-under zone. And it's a great picture. You can see you got double slants and a shoot route over here to the field. And then you got a drag slant into the boundary. But you talk about playing vision defense. This is a great picture of it. Just you look at our underneath coverage with Jake Ryan, Blake Martinez. Just look at the vision that they're playing with to the quarterback. KB also. So they're all playing with great vision. The quarterback, you see Case is over here. He's trying to look Blake off, but Blake does a great job dropping to his landmark, gets a really good break on the ball here, gets his hand on the tip, and really ignites the turnover opportunity for Demaryius. So excellent vision, excellent break. You can see, once again, look at the blocking that's going on. Big play for our defense.
Let's go to the end zone view. And you talked about watching the quarterback's eyes and so forth and Blake Martinez. Could you kind of detail that for us?
Yeah, definitely. If you watch the quarterback, you watch his eyes, and he's trying to look off, and you watch Blake here and what he's looking at. So if you just watch the vision that they're playing with, you see the discipline of Blake of not moving with the quarterback's eyes. He's staying right on a proper drop angle. And as soon as Case comes back and tries to throw the ball in rhythm, see, you watch the footwork of the quarterback. He's trying to throw that ball in rhythm. So it takes a really good break by the underneath coverage. And Blake is right on the money here, gets his hand on the ball. That's excellent vision, excellent break. And obviously he ignites the tip for the interception to Demaryius Randle.
Okay, if we go back to the sideline just for a moment, something I wanted to ask you about. You guys played, it looked to me anyway, you guys played more standard nickel than you have previously this season with real inside linebackers instead of nitro where it's Josh Jones in there. Was there a particular reason for that, Mike?
There's different reasons. There's matchups, you know, tendencies of the offense. Also, you know, utilization of our personnel, too, you know, utilizing everybody, you know, as far as the different injuries, different moving parts that we've had throughout the season.
Another question I had for you, this young fellow right here, Lindsey Pipkins, got a lot of playing time as a star or nickel back. How'd he hold up?
He did some really good things. He plays with a ton of energy, did some really good things also on special teams. So, you know, this situation with the injuries our younger players are getting in, I was really happy with the way Pip played.
Thank you, Mike. Playing without Aaron Rodgers. Mike McCarthy has been there and done that. We'll talk about that when we come back. Welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. And, Mike, unfortunately, this is not the first time Aaron Rodgers is going to be out for an extended period with a broken collarbone. You experienced the same thing in the 2013 season, and somehow, some way, you managed to win the North Division that year. And can you draw anything from that experience, or is this a totally different set of circumstances?
I mean, it's a totally different set of circumstances because when we're a different football team, and everybody else in the North is a different football team. So you do have that component, but The reality, I think you have to look back to 2013. I know I've reflected on it, and it's important to not to try to do too much. Yeah, we tried to do too much with the quarterbacks back then. Scott Tolzien played some really good football, but we need to play the game the right way, win the game, and Aaron Rodgers plays the game at a different level. He plays it from a different platform, and Brett's not going to be asked to do that. So. But Brett needs to be the best Brett Hundley that he can be, and I think he will be. So, and everybody else on the football team has to step up, and I have great confidence that we'll do that.
Mike, I have to mention this, because back in 13, Aaron missed, for all intents and purposes, 8 games. Mm-hmm. You still finished 3rd in offense. You're going to figure out a way how to move the football.
Well, yeah, definitely. I think our system speaks for itself. We have outstanding coaches throughout our whole staff, and everybody's taking this challenge personally, and everybody understands what you need to do to get it done. So it's important for us to come up with the scheme and the plan each and every week to make the jobs for our players easier, and that's what we're focused on.
Can't believe we haven't gotten to it yet, but the New Orleans Saints, how about the head coach's scouting report?
Excellent football team, really playing exceptional the last 3 weeks. You start with their defense, just the number of turnovers, the points off turnovers last week against the Lions was a big-time performance.
Like 3 touchdowns?
Yeah, it's definitely, but it's the scheme is what we're focused on. I mean, they do a lot schematically. They challenge you. They're aggressive outside. The perimeter is going to be a good matchup for us. Obviously, state of our offensive line is a little up and down, so you look at their offense also, their tempo, getting in and out of personnel groups. Obviously, Drew Brees is playing at an extremely high level, running the football and throwing it. So that's a big challenge. He's doing some good things on special teams. So this will be a big-time game.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, the last word from the coach. Don't go away.
Visit the Haberdasher Limited, the best quality men's clothing store in Green Bay. Offering suits, sportswear, and tailoring for men. 335 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
Welcome back. Time for the last word from the coach. And Mike, over the years I've noticed this. When you're faced with adversity, your attitude doesn't drop. In fact, I think it gets more positive and more gung-ho, and you came down here for the show. There was some pep in your step. I mean, how do you do that? How do you do that? This is real bad news for the Green Bay Packers, and I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers. How do you do that?
Well, I mean, I love what I do. I love the people I work with. I get to hang out with you for an hour on Tuesdays, so this is a great place to be. It's a great opportunity. So, hey, it's all about the next challenge, and all of us here work so hard for these 16 opportunities that you're guaranteed. So. We got to make sure we make the most of it as far as our preparation and make sure our team's ready to beat the Saints.
Mike, good luck against those Saints, and thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.